Community Connection brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. And I get to spend a little bit of time talking State House politics with Kevin Stacey, candidate for the State House District 10 seat. Had to stop and think on my math. Good morning, sir. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And let's see, I haven't counted up the days, but somewhere around 5 weeks to election time.
That's correct. You know, it's still a lot of doors to knock.
You were telling me you have knocked a lot of doors already, and I would be surprised if you hadn't by now.
Yeah. It's going good. Having a lot of fun. People keep asking me, how's it going? And, mm-hmm. you know, I have no idea how the election's going to be and how it will turn out. But I can tell you I'm enjoying the process of visiting with patrons in District 10, learning their concerns and sharing my vision and sharing my goals. Not promises. I keep telling them that they're not promises. They are goals. That I have would have when elected, and to be able to start conversations and influence policy and do things that benefit all of District 10 and all of the members of District 10.
And I think that's a fair statement that, you know, you can say this is how I will promise you, this is how I will vote, but if it doesn't come up, then you really haven't made much of a promise, but you can advocate.
That's correct. Yeah, and I've tried to stay away from filling out surveys that want you to commit to specific ideologies. You know, there's a lot of questions asked that they want yes or no answers. And some of those questions, I'm a maybe, yeah. Depending on what's put in front of you. I could be a maybe. I could be a yes, or I could be a no. That's a direct reflection of how I think District 10 believes, not how Mr. Stacey believes. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't promised anybody how I'm going to vote. I haven't lined up with any special interest groups. I won't even probably vote with my party a lot of times. If it's something that's bad for District 10, then I'm going to be against it. If it's something that's good for District 10, then I'll be for it. And that might go against my ideology sometimes. But I'm there to represent this district, Nowata County, Washington County, and part of Osage County. And those policies that come out of the legislation needs to benefit our people.
You and I were talking before we went on the air, and I know that probably if there's one thing that the voters do know about Kevin Stacey is that you're a former superintendent. But that's not your whole experience, and you've done a lot more than just be involved in the education process.
Well, yes, you know, that's my background. You know, I was an ag teacher for 22 years, superintendent for five, actually ag teacher 24, superintendent for five. So yes, that's my background. I've got a passion for education issues. But I'm also a rancher. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a small cow-calf operation. I also ran a small business 3 years before I became a teacher. I've served on foundation boards at the national and state level. I've been involved in curriculum writing. You know, I've community action boards and at the local level. You know, I feel like I have a really diverse background to offer this position.
And I think that's one thing that that I try to get out to the public whenever I can. Usually there's fairly good ways to identify a one-issue candidate. Every question you ask them, if it's on the environment, they work it back to their one issue. If it's on farming, they work it back to their one issue. You and I've talked both on and off the air about a variety of issues, and you have information on those, and you've talked to your constituents about some of those issues, and you know, are reflecting, I think, what instructions the voters have told you when they're asking questions.
That is correct. You know, the main topic or main issue that you get from the public is education. Yeah. But that's because it's been at the forefront for the last couple of years, and mm-hmm. and that's an important issue to people.
It is.
But health care, you know, the elderly, I get a lot of concerns about health care issues, having accessible, cheap health care for them, not having to drive all over the country to get that health care. Ideally, they'd like to stay right here in Bartlesville or Nowata, mm-hmm. and not have to drive to Tulsa or Oklahoma City for a specialist.
Sure.
That puts a burden on them, especially when they're 80 or 90 years old, and it's not as easy to get out and drive like it used to be.
I'll turn it around, though. I think for that 35-year-old that's got four kids in the family, that's just as hard on that respect, too.
Yeah. That is correct. That is correct. So those are that's some issue, another important issue. You know, criminal justice reform comes up quite a bit. You know, depending on who you're talking to, what side they are on that issue.
And there's good reasons for either side, yeah. because that's not, or we wouldn't be talking about it.
That's right. So, but I do believe we have too many people incarcerated that doesn't need to be in there, and that costs the state of Oklahoma a lot of money to do that. We need to have a mentality of helping and reforming versus punishing on certain instances. Now I'm talking about those non-violent crimes, first-time offenders. Let's try to make them productive to society instead of putting roadblocks in front of them to keep them unproductive.
And I, you know, talking to both legislators and people involved in the criminal justice system, some of that is a judicial decision because of how the facts came out in court. But a lot of it was that penalty was written into the legislation 20, 30, 40 years ago, and that apparently needs to be changed.
Yeah, their hands are tied. You know, if they get arrested for this, then here's the outcome. And we need to look at that and reform those decisions.
And that's something that what I think I hear you saying is that's people have mentioned that to you on when you've been knocking on their door.
That's correct.
Yeah. You've mentioned that you've been involved in foundations. I know that you were a leader in your field in ag education, and I believe you told me you were president. Is that right?
I was the president of the Oklahoma Ag Teacher Association first, and served in some other roles during that process, and that led to the conversation amongst national ag teachers about getting involved at the national level, and I served as a regional officer, and that led to the national FFA president of the Ag Teachers Association, which provided me the opportunity to advocate for education, mm-hmm. mainly career tech and ag education. Ag education is under that umbrella of career tech.
Yes, it is.
And so at Washington, D.C., I was fortunate enough to advocate with legislators down there when career tech issues were on the table. That also allowed me to be a member of the National FFA Board of Organization, which is the largest youth organization in the world. It also allowed me to serve on the National FFA Foundation and the State FFA Foundation, which raises millions of dollars for our youth in award sponsorship and award prizes, and puts on the National FFA Convention.
Yes,
and scholarships. We give millions and millions of dollars away in scholarships every year. And fortunately, a lot of our local youth in Caney Valley and Dewey and Copan and Oklahoma Union and Nowata have been very fortunate and received some of those scholarship opportunities. You know, my son was fortunate enough to get a $5,000 one. And it allows you, and they allow you to postpone the use of those, so mm-hmm. you don't have to take them that first year. If you've got scholarships that's going to cover your expenses for a year or two, you can postpone getting those national FFAs till you really need them. Mm-hmm. So that was a benefit also. But yeah. great organization. As you can tell, I'm passionate about that organization, and I think it Bartlesville called me the other day. Bartlesville Public Schools. They are seriously looking at putting in a
yes.
vocational agriculture education program.
And, yes.
And called and asked if I'd be willing to serve on that committee, and you bet. You know, I would love to be part of that, and that's what I told them. And, you know, our program will probably be a little bit different than what's going to be here at Bartlesville, but it'll offer these students at Bartlesville so many more opportunities that I'm glad and excited for Bartlesville to be looking into that position.
Parenthetically, Charlie's opinion, based on nothing but Charlie's opinion, I wish they'd move the convention back to Kansas City, but that's neither here nor there. We'll take a break and continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our time this morning with Kevin Stacy. He is a candidate for the State House District 10 seat. And again, roughly 5 weeks from now to Election Day. I'm working off of memory, but I believe October 12th is the final day if you're not registered to vote or if you need to change your registration to get that done. So
that is correct. Yeah. October 12th, be registered or get registered to vote by then to vote in the November 6th election.
And again,
if you need an application, I'll be glad to give you one.
I appreciate that. Get one from the candidate if you want. I'll also mention they are available at county election board offices, tag agencies, post offices, and you can download one from the state election board website, elections.ok.gov. I don't care how you get it. Just fill it out and send it in. And since I grew up in the state of Illinois, which is notorious for Chicago tile elections, just register once. But Kevin, when you're talking with folks, we've talked some of the things that are important to the voters, and I think you mentioned that you've caught people when they were at home, and sometimes they were busy working, but they stopped to talk to you, and then you've also knocked on the door of somebody that you knew from work already, and you say, "Hey, we're good friends already. Now I know where you live."
Yep, that's one of the benefits that we'd had that discussion out front is you knew the area where those people lived, and you've known them your whole life, but maybe you've never been to their house, and that's been enjoyable for me, is knocking on doors and somebody you've known for a long time answers the door, saying, "Hey, now I know where you live, and I'll come and visit you when I'm not campaigning maybe," but those people know you, so my comment is, listen, I can give you my presentation if you need it, and it's always really encouraging when they say we don't need it. You got our vote, and you move on to the next door. But it's knocking doors is time consuming.
It is.
I started at 9:30 the other morning and quit at 6. Farm Bureau was having a meeting in Nowata, and I attended that Farm Bureau meeting as a Farm Bureau member. But mm-hmm. Quit at 6, and these were all rural doors, and I knocked 130 that one day, and that's not stopping to eat lunch, that's staying on the road, getting out, and doing things like you think you do. So it's, you just don't knock 500 doors in a day.
No, you don't. With the short time that the legislature is in session, and I try to let the public know that there are a lot of meetings before the session. I'll pick on the marijuana question just because it's been in the news. State Senator Julie Daniels has been every Wednesday for about the past 6 weeks, and probably will continue between now and the time the legislature convenes on some of those meetings. It's not just those few months that the legislature is in business, so it's not a full-time job, but it becomes close to it at times for you.
Yeah, I talked to Julie at Ramona the other day about that issue, and knew she was serving on the board, and was more concerned with how that issue was going to affect employers, mainly public schools. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
How's that going to affect how my predecessor does is going to have to do her job at Oklahoma Union, and she said, we don't have all those answers yet. We're still working through that. So, yes, there's going to be something going on, hopefully, that you're on a committee that you're passionate about and want to see change and growth and moving it forward, and whatever committee that would be. I'm going to do the best I can. I've always had the mentality that if we're picking up cans, we're going to have to try to pick up the most cans that are there. So So it'll be the same mentality there. I'm going to do all I can to do the best job that I can do. So.
I hear you. The state budget affects nearly everything because that's how you kind of, if you don't allocate the money for a program, it doesn't get done. But on the other hand, I think everybody would say that the typical consumer can spend their money better than the state or the federal government can spend it for them. What changes do you think need to be made in state government programs that either don't have the money or maybe are not using the money to the best of their ability? What changes, I guess, overall for the budget would you like to see?
Well, you know, and they're saying we're going to have a record revenue for Oklahoma.
That sounds
great. And that's great.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. And so it'll make decisions a lot easier from a appropriation and legislation standpoint when you have the funds. You know, I'm not for raising taxes. You know, I'm as conservative as anybody in Oklahoma and in District 10. Mm-hmm. I've worked hard for what I've got. I want to keep as much of it as I can. But I also understand we have to invest in District 10 and Oklahoma to move our state and our district forward.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't do that, we become stagnant.
Sure.
And we've witnessed that in the last 10 years is the revenue problem has caused Oklahoma to become stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't done things for the future. We've done things just to try to maintain.
I have seen Mr. Sears sit right there where you're sitting, and I could see the agony in his face as far as the things he wanted to do and saw the size of the pie that he had to work with.
Yes, and I could see that in his face also, and know that I believe Mr. Sears did the best job he could do for us, and I called him and personally thanked him for the job he'd done last spring and the message he brought to the House floor for education.
Mm-hmm.
And he served this district, this area well. But I've said I'm not a tax man. So when we have hard times, it's hard decisions. And to me, I feel like if we're going to give a tax credit or a tax rebate or whatever you talk about, and so we're going to give them a dollar, then they better be able to invest a dollar and a half back into Oklahoma. If we're giving them a dollar and they invest a dollar, there wasn't really no reason doing that. So we need to be benefiting from that. If we're not getting that return investment in Oklahoma through job growth, through business transactions, then maybe we need to look at those rebate programs and quit doing those specific ones. Let's find areas that are good for us. If we invest in a business, we give them a credit and they come here, and then on top of that, they don't pay ad valorem taxes on the equipment they buy. They stay here 5 years till that tax credit leaves, and then they leave and take the equipment with them. That didn't benefit Oklahoma any. We got to quit doing things like that. Let's do things that invest in our economy.
So I'm just trying to be a mirror here. What I think I hear you saying is then those tax credits need to be checked on, whether you call it audited or what. You need to know that, like you said, the dollar you invest, you got a dollar and a half back out of it.
Yeah, and right now I can't find that. You know, the only one you can really find what's costing us is windmills. Because mm-hmm. we physically write the windmill industry a check.
Right.
The rest of them, we don't write a check. It's through a tax rebate program, a tax credit, an ad valorem rebate program. I can't find those numbers. So we need to have those numbers. That needs mm-hmm. to be in front of us so yeah. we can see that they're a benefit to our economy. If they're not, let's not do those programs.
Yeah. And it would be nice, I think, from a voter standpoint, if those numbers were published someplace.
Yeah, that's just being transparent. And government needs to be transparent in what we do.
Well, I think there's a lot more that we could talk about, but I want to leave at least about the next 90 seconds here. If people have not had the opportunity to talk to you, maybe you talked to the husband, the wife wasn't home, vice versa. There's still plenty of time for them to contact you, phone call, however, and to say, hey, I got a question for Mr. Stacy. How do you think about this thing, right? Whatever it is they want to talk about.
Yeah, I leave a brochure that has my cell phone number on it. And call me, ask me those hard questions, try to find out about me. You need to make an educated decision who your next representative is. I believe I'm the best candidate for that. I believe I have the most experience. I believe I have the most life skills. I have the I just offer the most to this district to be able to represent all the people. As stated before, I'm not doing this for Mr. Stacy. You know, I'm drawing a small pension. I don't need the job. I feel like this should be a service position. It's not for self-gain. As stated the last time here, I'm going to give half of my salary back to a public school. Mm-hmm. And we're going to draw that name out of a hat. I have the time and place to do it. I love that Patriot Student of the Month deal. I talked to an employee at Patriot the other day and told him that if elected, what I'm going to do, and I would love to do that at the Patriot event that we have in the spring. We'll put all of those names in the hat, draw them out, and that's who wins the money that night. And you know, I have some guidelines for it, being my background. I would like for some of that to go to the ag programs if they have it. Mm-hmm. I want it to go to activities, not into the general fund. I want to support those activities that are beneficial educationally to students, academic teams, band, FFA, choir, FCCLA. Those are all extracurricular activities that really enhance the education of students in public and private schools. So you know, I have some personal focuses that would come out of this election, but right now I'm just trying to share my vision.
Thanks.
And hopefully that's a vision that resonates with the majority of people in District 10, and that they'll allow me to go to Oklahoma City and represent them.
Kevin Stacy, thank you very much for your time. AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. It's 4 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock.
Everywhere you go, your healthcare is connected to you.